Can we recite Surah Al-Mubarakat Al-Fatiha for our marhumin? But before that, loud salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك وعلى أهل بيتك المظلومين صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك وعلى آل بيتك المظلومين ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إليكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, mu'minun, elders of the community, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight being the night of Shahada of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, we need to remind ourselves about the haqiqa, the reality, the truth, which we do not want to remember. Most of us, we don't want to discuss that particular issue, and that is to do with mount. As it has been narrated in a very beautiful poem in Arabic, it says, Amwaluna lidhawil wurrathi najma'uha waduruna lilfana'i ddahri nabniha لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا الذي كان قبل الموت بانيها فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنها وإن بناها بشر خاب بانيها كم من رجال قضوا في الدهر متعتهم حتى سقاهم بكأس الموت ساقيها لكل نفس وإن كانت على وجل من المنية آمال تقويها. الحديث حول الموت كما نعرف أن الإنسان خلق لا يرغب الحديث عن الموت. نحاول كثيرا من الأوقات الابتعاد عن الحديث عن الموت. والله سبحانه وتعالى يريد منا عكس ذلك. حينما ننظر إلى أصحاب رسول الله الكرام نرى أبا ذر تلك الشخصية العظيمة دائما كان يتكلم عن الموت لأنه كان من أتباع أمير المؤمنين وهو صاحب ذكر الموت. جاء مرة رجل إلى أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه وسأله: يا أبا ذر، لماذا نحن نكره ذكر الموت؟ فأجابه أبو ذر وقال: لأنكم خربتم الآخرة وعمرتم الدنيا، فلا يحب أحدكم أن ينتقل من عمار إلى خراب. سبحان الله، ما هو هذا الجواب؟ فلهذا نحب الدنيا ونكره الموت، ولا يمكن إذا نظرنا إلى حقيقة الموت أن نفر من الموت. Dear brothers and sisters, tonight being the night of Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen, we remind ourselves about this bitter truth, this truth which we don't like to hear most of the time. When we look at ourselves, we think and we believe that we will live forever. However, when we look at the reality, we know that a day will come when we will have to be departed from this world. If we would be given a choice whether to stay in this world or to die, very few will say we want to die rather than to live in this world. Most of us, we don't like even to go to mortuaries, we don't like to visit the graves, we don't want to hear anything to do with death. And that's why when we look at the personalities, great personalities in Islam, after Rasulullah, we see Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Most of the time he used to say, "Akthiru dhikra hadimil ladhat." Most of the time he used to remind us to remind one another about death. Why? Because as we are going to see, he was that person who came to know the reality of this world as well as Akhirah. And that's why when you look at the companions like Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, who was the loyal companion of Rasulullah, the companion who was the friend of Amir al-Mu'mineen, one day someone came to him and he said, "Oh Abu Dharr, why we don't like to mention death? Why we don't like to discuss about death, O Abu Dharr? Because when I look at you, I see the person who is full of Iman. Can you give us the answer, O Abu Dharr?" Abu Dharr looked at him and he said, "You know why you don't like talking about death? It's because you, لِأَنَّكُمْ خَرَّبْتُمْ الْآخِرَةِ. It's because you have destroyed your Akhirah. You have made your Akhirah as kharab. Your Akhirah to you is not good. وَعَمَّرْتُمُ الدُّنْيَا. And you have built this dunya. And because you have destroyed your Akhirah and you have built properly this world, فَلَا يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَنْتَقِلَ مِنْ عِمَارٍ إِلَى خَرَابٍ." And that's why you will never see anyone who will be ready to move, to be transferred from the one which you have built to the one which is kharab. So to us, kharab is akhirah, and dunya is that imar which we have built it. So how can we leave this house which we have built it properly? A lot of furnitures and everything is there. Where do we want to go there where there is kharab? Abu Dharr is giving us this philosophy to think about. If we have built our akhirah properly, we will be ready to go there. But if we have done kharab for our akhirah, no one of us will want to go there. This is reality. And that's why he says, you people, you like this dunya because you have destroyed your akhirah. However, when we look at the reality of death, no one of us will be able to run away from death. And the one who is saying is Allahu Jalla Jalal, Allah the Almighty. What does he say? Qul, innal mauta alladhi tafirruna minhu fa innahu mulaqikum. Say, death which you run away from it, death which you try to keep yourself away from it, it will meet you. In another tradition, another tafsir, it says, no, death will overtake you. You know, when you see cars chasing one another, one is closer to another one, all of a sudden you see it being overtaking you, death will overtake us. فَإِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Death will meet with you, death will overtake you. When it will overtake us, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Then you will be returned to the one who knows the seen and the unseen, the one who knows that which is apparent and the one who knows the hidden. He knows A, B, C, D, E of our lives. We will be taken back to him. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And he will inform you of that which you used to do in this world. We have been told from the hadith of Masumin, fear Allah, all mu'mineen. Fear Allah, brothers and sisters, because the one who is going to meet with you, or we are going to meet with him, he is the one who knows the secret and knows the apparent. He knows that which is hidden and he knows that which is secret. So where are we going to run away? One waliyun min awliya'illah, when he was told that people run away from death, he said, I wonder, where are they running away from? To who? Where are they running to? If you run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, you will meet with him. So where are you running away from? And yes, sometimes we belittle ourselves. That if I eat healthy, that if I exercise more, that if I take relaxation, if I do this and that, then I will live longer. Yes, you may live longer. And then eventually what will happen? Death will come to us. Why? Because we were created not to stay forever in this world. This world is one of the stations which we are traveling. The first station of us was in that world which is known as Alamud Dhar. That world before this creation. Another world or another station, we were in our mother's wombs for 9 months, maybe more, maybe less, we were there. And then we were born. We came to this station. We are here now. What are we doing here? We are preparing ourselves for another station. That station will be our graves, where no one will be able to come and accompany us. It's you and your a'mal. It's me and my ibadah, which will help me there. So that is another station which definitely we are going there. And that station, when we are ready to be taken there, those who are busy to take us there are angels, Israel, and the angels who are working under his department. They are the ones who, when our time comes, they will take us away there. They take old people, they take young people, they take ladies, they take gents, they take those who are healthy and they take those who are not healthy. Why? Because it's only Allah knows when the time comes, we will be departed from this world. So because of this, we need to prepare ourselves. For this reality is not good for us to remember, but however it will come. And we are on this special night, one of the Layal al-Qadr, one of the nights of power. This is the opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For us to do ibadah, for us to do dua, for us to do istighfar, for us to do a lot of things. Sometimes we forget that when we are in our countries of origin, we think that death can come there only. When we come to the so-called first world, we think that, well, it will take time. We will not die tomorrow. But we are kidding ourselves. Death can come anywhere. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that al-maut will come to you وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are in the tallest, highest towers, death will come to you there. One question which we need to ask, the way Imam Amirul Mu'mineen teaching his students, he says, ask yourself a question. When Malakul Maut Israel wants to come to take your soul back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you stop him? Can you say, no, don't take me? Like that young boy who went to the sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, sallallahu Muhammad wa al-Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al-Muhammad. When he went to the sixth Imam and he said, oh Imam, I am a young person and I enjoy committing sins. I enjoy committing ma'siyah. I don't want to obey Allah. I enjoy ma'siyah. You see, sometimes really shaitan can make us enjoy ma'siyah. When people talk to you about salah, sawm, khums, zakah, coming to the masjid, coming to the center, you don't like to hear that. Why? Because ma'siyah is so tasty. And this young boy went to Imam and he said, I enjoy committing ma'siyah. Then Imam looked at him, he said, okay, so let me give you some advice. Number one, if you want to continue this way, when the angel of death, Israel, comes to you to take your soul back to Allah, tell him, I don't want to go there. Stop him. He says, number two, if you want to commit ma'siyah, go and eat that food, that rizq, which is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, when you want to commit ma'siyah, go to that particular place where Allah cannot be seen. See you. Allah will not be able to see you. He says, well, it's difficult. I cannot eat food which is not Allah's rizq. Number two, where can I go to commit ma'siyah where Allah cannot be seen, cannot see me? And number three, Israel, even I don't know, how does he look like? It's difficult for me. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen says, look at the way Israel is doing his work. Look at the faculty of Israel. When he comes to you, you can't stop him. Look at that baby who dies in the mother's womb. You know, sometimes ladies, may Allah have mercy on them, they get miscarriage. Then we know that the baby has died. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen says, that angel of death, does he some sort of operation to open the mother's womb and he enters into the mother's womb to cause the death to that baby who is in the mother's womb? No one sees him. That is another faculty, which is the faculty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To you and me, brothers and sisters, mu'mineen, is for us to accept the reality and to be ready for that. And this is the journey which begins whenever or at the time when we are created. Now, the night like tonight, the night of Qadr, is so special with dua, so special with istighfar, so special in different duas. Even if you want to live longer, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong your life. طول العمر صحة في الجسم بركة في الرزق طولا في العمر, and so on and so forth. It's tonight, the night of Qadr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you whatever you want. Why? Because on the night of Qadr, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. Because on night like this night, the angels are descending, are coming down with all the barakah. They are ready to give us the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's you and me to be ready to accept that. So when they come down with mercy and rahmah. When they go up, they go with our du'as. They go up with our istighfar. They go up with our requests, which we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, because we forget death, we need to remind one another about the steps which we need to take. Number one, remember to do ziyaratul qubur. Ziyaratul Qubur is so important that you see the holy beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Kana yazuru al-qubur qubur al-baqi' da'iman. Fi as-sabah fi al-masa' kana yadhhab li ziyarati al-qubur. Yatarahhamu 'ala al-amwat wa huwa yudhakkiru nafsahu 'an al-maut. Idha kana nabiyullahi habibuhu al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi yaf'alu dhalik. Wa limadha nahnu la nazuru al-qubur? انظر الى الامام امير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه كثيرا من الاوقات كان يزور القبور وباقي الائمه عليهم السلام ترى امير المؤمنين بعد وفاه الزهراء سلام الله عليها كان دائما يرى في تلك القبور يزورها ويذكر الناس عن زياره القبور. Dear brothers and sisters, when you look at the life of the holy prophet, you see him doing the ziyara of the graves. He goes there, he visits the graves, he prays for them, those people who are dead, and he reminds himself about death. You and me, we need to take a lesson. If the Holy Prophet can do ziyaratul kubur, what about you and me? Yes, we have a very good attitude. On the day of Eid, we go, we visit graves. Maybe sometimes when we remember our parents, but we need to be even better. Not only on the day of Eid or Thursday, or those days when we remember our beloved ones, this needs to be our habit to go to visit the graves. Look at Imam Amirul Mu'minin, salamullahi alayhi. وَقَدْ رَجَعَ مِنْ صِفِّينَ فَأَشْرَفَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ بِظَاهِرِ الْكُوفَةِ فَقَالَ يَا أَهْلَ الْدِّيَارِ الْمُوحِشَةِ وَالْمَحَالِ الْمُقْفِرَةِ والقبور المظلمة يا أهل التربة يا أهل الغربة يا أهل الوحدة يا أهل الوحشة. شوف هذه العبارات والله من إمام أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه. القبور المظلمة يا أهل التربة يا أهل الغربة يا أهل الوحدة يا أهل الوحشة أنتم لنا فرة سابق وَنَحْنُ لَكُمْ تَبَعٌ لَاهِقٌ أَمَّا الدُّورُ فَقَدْ سُكِنَتْ وَأَمَّا الْأَزْوَاجُ فَقَدْ نُكِحَتْ وَأَمَّا الْأَمْوَالُ فَقَدْ قُسِّمَتْ هَذَا خَبَرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا فَمَا خَبَرُ مَا عِنْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَى أَصْحَابِهِ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَمَّا لَوْ أَذِنُوا أَوْ لَوْ أُذِنُوا أَوْ لَوْ أَذِنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْكَلَامِ لأخبروكم أن خير الزاد التقوى. سبحان الله. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin سلام الله عليه, when he came back from the battle of Siffin, he enters the city of Kufa. After entering the city, he goes to visit the graves of people who are buried in there, those graves of Kufa. He enters and he said, يا أهل الديار الموحشة, O people who are living in this lonely place, O people who are living in this place which is forsaken, O people who are living in this isolated place, O people who live in this area where it's too much dust, I want to tell you one thing, that you have preceded us and we are going to meet with you. Wallah, this is the reality. You have preceded us, we will join you. And then he makes a very important statement. He says, as far as for the houses you left behind, the properties you left behind, people have divided them into their inheritance. Children have taken their shares, so they are no more there. As far as your wives or husbands, let me tell you that other people have married them, so they are no longer like the way you left them. As far as you are, first of all, your houses, other people have lived in those houses. Your spouses have been married. As far as your wealth, it has been divided into the inheritors, so nothing has remained for you. This is the news which we can give you, O people of these lonely places. What are you there to tell us? What is happening in your area where you live there in the graves? Then Imam Amirul Mu'mineen turns to talk to his companions. He said, Allah, let me tell you, my companions, if the people of graves would be given permission to talk, they would say, prepare yourself for the best provision. Prepare the best provision, because that is what you need here. And what is the best provision? He says, taqwa. Prepare taqwa as your best provision, because here you will not come with your houses. You will not come with your husbands or your wives. Here you will not come with your wealth. It is your taqwa which will help you. And when we look at the Holy Quran, we come to understand, brothers and sisters, when we travel, you and me, we take aeroplane, we go to other countries, you have to check your luggages. If you have excess luggage, you have to pay. You have excess luggage, they can deny you your luggage to go into the plane. Excess luggage here in this world is not good. It is only for akhirah excess luggage is good. Where do we get this? In Surah Al-Qari'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. If your load is excess, then you will enter paradise. Why? Because your a'mal is good. You go, you do this good, you talk nicely to people, you do many types of a'mal, those excess luggages will help you in your grave as well as in akhirah. As far as little and lighter luggages, that will not help us. So we need to be very active in our ibadah. Now, talking about Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, being the night of Shahada, after Imam was injured, the doctors, they came, they looked at the Imam. As I said yesterday, one physician came with the thread. He puts the thread on the head of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen to examine the injuries. The thread goes into the head of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. The doctor takes the thread out and he looks around at the children of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, and the family of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, please prepare for the death, because Imam Amirul Mu'mineen will not be able to live. Why? Because when he took the thread out, a chunk of brain came out. And he says, Imam will not be able to live. And he looks at the Imam, he says, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, you have to give your wasiyah now. Wasiyah is very important, because you are dead. For Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib, he knew that yes, a time will come for him to die. The Holy Prophet told him. So Imam talks about the wasiyah, which you can find in Nahjul Balagha, in his Kalam number 48. He says, among the things which Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, your Amir and my Amir, he's reminding us about 12 or 10 things which are very important. Number one, he says, Sulhu Dhatil Bayn. Very important. Sulhu Dhatil Bayn. Make sure your relationship with your brothers and sisters of blood is so strong. If you don't talk to your brothers and sisters for the sake of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, on this particular night, establish that link. Make sure you are closer to them. Because he says, I remind you about this sulhu dhatil bayn. Number two, he reminds us about orphans. He says, Wallah, Allah fil aitam. I remind you, for the sake of Allah, to be good to the orphans. Number three, he says, Wallah, Allah fil Quran al Kareem, la yasbiqukum bil amali bihi ghayrukum. I urge you, for the sake of Allah, to act according to the Holy Quran. Never ever leave the Holy Quran to be practiced by other people other than you. Number 5, he says, Wallah, Allah, fi salah, I ask you, for the sake of Allah, to pay attention to salah. Salah, salah, fa innaha amudu dinikum. Because salah is the pillar of your religion. As it has come to the hadith of the Holy Prophet, As-salatu amudu din, man aqamaha faqad aqama din, wa man tarakaha faqad hadama din. Salah is the pillar of the religion. If you establish it, you build the religion. If you break salah, you break the deen. Imam Amirul Mumineen, just before he passes away, he reminds us about salah. Number 6, he says, Wallah Allah fi bayti rabbikum. I urge you for the sake of Allah to go for Hajj. Make sure you go for Hajj. Don't leave this house of Allah alone. If you leave, don't leave it alone. If you do so, fa innahu in turik lam tunadharu ay la yunzaru ilaykum bil karama. If you neglect Hajj and Umrah, you will too be neglected. He says, pay attention to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number 7, he says, Wallah Allah fil jihad bi amwalikum wa anfusikum wa alsinatikum fi sabilillah. I urge you and remind you about jihad. Jihad for the sake of Allah. Use your wealth. Use your self as well as your tongue for jihad fi sabilillah. And number 8, he says, wa alaykum bittawasuli wa attabadhuli ay al-i'ta. He says, pay attention to spend your money for the sake of Allah. Give what Allah has given you for the sake of Allah, because Allah is Kareem. And number 9, he says, wa iyyakum wattadabur wattaqatur. I remind you not to cut off one another, because that will bring that weakness in the religion. And number 10, he says, la tatruku al-amra bil ma'ruf wan nahi 'anil munkar fayuwalla 'alaykum shirarukum thumma tad'una fala yustajab lakum. He says, I urge you not to leave the issue of amru bil ma'ruf wan nahi 'anil munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil, because when you stop doing amru bil ma'ruf wan nahi 'anil munkar, Allah will bring other people who will be evil, and they will be your leaders, and the evil will prevail. And then you will do your du'as, and Allah will not answer your du'as. And then he looked at his family members, and it is here, he said to them, "Unzuru idha ana mittu min dharbatihi hadhihi, fadhribuhu dharbatan wahida." Subhanallah, salamullahi ala imam amirul mu'mineen. Wallah, while he was just about to pass away, he talks to his children. He says, I urge you, my children, when I die, this is the justice I want you to practice. This La'in Abdurrahman ibn Muljim has hit me only once, has caused me trouble, and I'm about to die. If I die, then I ask you to hit him only once. Don't hit him more than one time, because that will not be justice. And the Holy Prophet told us, when someone passes away, you are not allowed to cut off his body and chop here and there. That's not allowed. Wallah, today when you look at the pictures, what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Iraq, by the so-called Muslims, you see they are slaughtering someone. Then they chop the bodies of the babies. Some of them are followers of Ahlul Bayt. Just because of that, that is a crime. Yes, there are evil people as well from other groups who are doing all such of atrocities. That is not part of Islam. Imam Amirul Mu'minin, before he passes away, he says, "Darbatun bi darba." He hit me once, you hit him once. He dies, bury him. Don't do anything. And indeed, there were people after the death of Imam Amirul Mu'minin, they came to Imam Hassan, they say, give us that body. We want to burn the body. We want to cut it into pieces. Imam Hassan said, no, that is not the teachings of Islam. Qisas is haq, qisas is right, but we are not allowed to do that. Now when we look at Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, in his last moments, before he departs from this world. The way we reminded one another on that particular night of 19th, let us remind one another again today. We find that Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, Salamullahi Alayh, he came to the Masjid of Kufa. When he used to lead Salah there, Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, as we understand, he enters the Masjid. While he is in the Masjid, he wakes people for Salah, and then he goes to do the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ready for Salatul Fajr. And then he goes to the mihrab for him to do his nafila to subh. We understand that while Imam is there, as our scholars say, Ataita ya Sayyidi ya Abul Hasan. Ataita ya Sayyidi ya Abul Hasan ila Masjid al-Kufa. وأذنت ونزلت إلى محرابك الشريف وبدأت بنافلة الفجر ولما هويت للسجود فما رفعت رأسك الشريف من السجدة الأولى حتى أهوى عدو الله بن ملجم بضربة المشؤومة فأصابك رأسك الشريف أيوا سيدا أيوا مظلوما أيوا عليا. يقول حجر بن عدي: رأيت الوضع مريبا في مسجد الكوفة قبل قدوم الإمام إليه فركضت إلى دار الإمام لأخبره بالخبر فقالوا لقد خرج الإمام فرجعت إلى المسجد